Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. How about that weekend of football?
Yes, lots of it.
Man, how many games did you watch?
I caught the Pats-Bills.
Yeah. Well, we watched that together.
Yep, that was awesome. We had a good time. Caught the Steelers, Chiefs. I caught the Dallas 49ers.
The Dallas disaster.
Yep. And a little bit of the Cards Rams last night. Half hour.
I watched the first half. It was apparent. Some of these games you could tell right in the beginning, like, boy, this could be a blowout.
Right. Not good. No. A lot of blowouts, actually.
Yeah. So I watched the, I think the Raiders Bengals game was the first one Saturday. And, before Saturday, the last playoff win that the Bengals had was January 6, 1991.
Ooh. That's the one that was the video of the kid crying because they got into the playoffs?
Mm.
Yeah.
So it's been a while.
Yeah.
No, but the video was like last week.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah. So Roseanne was the number one sitcom on television.
Lots happened since then.
Yeah.
Terminator 2. Home Alone, Silence of the Lambs, the big movies that year.
Okay.
Janet Jackson, Madonna, Bryan Adams were cranking out hits. Nirvana's Nevermind and Pearl Jam's 10 weren't released yet.
Wow.
They're released later that year.
September of that year, yeah. Wow.
Huh.
And the big, if you look up Big Tech in 1991, the very first website was created.
Wow.
Oh.
That's how long it's been.
Internet.com.
Right.
Seriously.
www.15millionletters.com. So just deduct 31 years from your age and figure that's when they won last.
So I was one.
You were one.
I don't remember that.
Picture your entire life unfolding. You're two. You're learning to walk. Well, maybe not. You're five. You're learning to walk.
Again, maybe not.
Right. You're getting a good hair. Maybe not.
You surely had like one hair. Bing, it's bang.
But I thought about it. I was like, wow, 1991. I was doing the night show here. And then I did it for another 3 years, 1994. I left. I moved to Dallas. I did mornings in Dallas and on a network.
Wow.
I got fired. I moved back to Connecticut, moved out to California, moved to Long Island. All this time.
Wow.
They're still losing.
Yeah.
Go to Long Island. I meet AJ. We do mornings there for 5-6 years.
Yep.
We move over here almost 19 years ago.
Yeah.
All that time.
Nothing.
Lose, lose, lose.
Right.
That win in 1991, they didn't even go back to the playoffs for like another 14 years.
Wow. That's tough. That is tough. So that was a neat game to watch because it was really decisive. And it was, you know, they were playing in Cincinnati, and the fans, you could just see they were ready
dying
for it. You know, when you see a dad with like a 25-year-old kid, you know, this is, my choice for you has tortured you your whole life.
Yeah.
And here it is now.
Finally.
We're really here.
Vindication.
We're here, son. We're
Yay.
Here.
Yay. We made it.
And they lose.
Dad, you suck.
No, but it was great. I was really rooting for them, and really excited to see them win that game. And they looked so freaking good. So good.
People should have dressed how they dressed back in 1991 to go see the game.
Interesting.
Mullets everywhere.
What were people wearing in 1991? Yeah, so mullets. What else?
I imagine everybody was wearing what Sinbad was wearing, like
the puppy
windbreakers.
We walking around like Sinbad.
The crotchless, like
crotchless
pants. Yeah. Yeah,
like really? I think if you went like 5 years back, you'd be right. Like late 80s, there was a lot of that, but you could be right. I know that there was this store at the Trumbull Mall called Wild Bill's, and that's where you'd get your Michael Jackson zipper pants.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Your trendy stuff.
Yeah. It's like, ooh.
Your jelly bracelets and your whatever.
They got all the cool clothes like I see in music videos.
I just picture a lot of big, blocky colors.
Yeah.
Like just a big red stripe and then like green and yellow around it.
Yeah.
I don't know why. That's what I'm saying.
Well, but picture Michael Jackson or Madonna and then figure that's what.
Yeah.
That there's your nightclub on a Saturday night.
Right. That was well, that's the good stuff. But like what's everybody walking around with?
On
like,
a regular day?
Yeah. In between all that.
Yeah. Can you look that up? Ashley, 1991.
Fashion. Oh.
Wow. Wow.
Blue jeans, tees, cardigans, sweaters, cord jackets, polos, Converse, denim.
Oh, blue jeans always in.
Yeah, really.
That's true.
We didn't count that.
but man, that was a great game. And that game sounds closer than it really was if you were watching it, 19-26. I mean, it was like 0-20, you know,
yeah.
It was 0 for a while. And they just, if you're watching the Raiders, like, wow, they,
whoa.
Yeah, they don't look great.
Fanny packs.
Oh,
Fanny packs.
Those are back in style, by the way.
Good. Keep them.
Yeah, that's where that famous Rock picture came from. The Rock with the fanny pack.
You see, he can wear anything.
He can rock anything, yeah.
And it's cool.
The Rock can rock anything.
He can rock it. He could wear anything.
I don't know what year that picture is from, but if I had to guess, 1991 feels right.
you could put like figure out the most nerdy thing to wear, and then give it to him to wear it,
and it'll make it look good.
It'll look cool.
Exactly.
And then the next game was the Pats and the Bills.
Man,
I have to tell you,
wow.
This is another one where Bills fans have had their hearts and dreams crushed by the Patriots for like 20 years. And I have to say, some of the Patriots fans, not all, but some, have become really obnoxious, entitled, loudmouth assholes.
Some, not all, but some, yes.
Some.
I agree.
Not all.
Yeah.
So it was really fun to watch the Bills jam it down the Patriots' throat.
Something up somewhere.
In that too. In Buffalo.
Yep.
Like it was really a dream that was like 20 years in the making.
And if you're Buffalo, this is exactly how you want it to happen.
Yep.
It has
At
to
home,
be the Patriots.
The coldest day of the year. It's
like when the Red Sox had to get through the Yankees
to
get to the World Series.
You needed to have it
If
that
they
way.
Didn't have that, it would still be like, we won. Great. The curses. But that beating them when they had to win 4 in a row, that's what made it. This game in Buffalo
Huge.
Will be a game that will be long remembered.
Absolutely.
It'll be storied. It'll be told to grandchildren. I was there.
Yep.
The best part is like every time there was another touchdown, just the puff of steam that would come out of the stadium from everyone just going,
No, the best was watching Bill Belichick suddenly morph into Darth Vader.
Yeah. You can see it happening.
Can you notice towards the end, he's wearing a hood. All you see is just his eyes.
Yeah.
Like one of the sand people or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had that face wrap, and then the hood went up, and then he started to sink down into his jacket a little.
I mean, the Bills didn't just play good. They played perfectly. It was a perfect offensive game, and it goes down in NFL history as such. They never punted the ball. All 7 drives, they scored touchdowns. The only time they didn't advance in a possession was the 2 kneel downs at the end of the game. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
That is an absolute
It was amazing.
Butt kicking in every sense of the word. There is no other way to describe that.
It was a sound thrashing is what it was.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that was really something. Like the Patriots defense couldn't do a thing against these Bills.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, I'll ask Joe Linta. He's an NFL agent. We'll have him on at 8. But I think that if Belichick doesn't win a Super Bowl without Brady, the shine is off. Like, he's always going to go down as one of the greatest coaches.
Yeah. Definitely.
But, you know, if he wins a couple Super Bowls now, he'll go down as the greatest coach. But really, the trick is to win a Super Bowl with two different teams. Like, if you could do that, great. All right, so now you're not going to leave the Patriots, fine. But Brady leaves. What can you do without him? Can you win a Super Bowl or two? I don't know.
Remember, he hasn't
First of all, you don't lose Tom Brady.
Brady.
All right? I know Brady wanted to, like, start making calls and, you know, be part of the play calling. Okay, let's work this out.
Let him do a couple.
Don't let him go.
Let him do a couple.
Yeah, we'll let you do a few.
You could couple.
When we're up by 30.
Right, then you can do
it. You could do it. You get us up by 30, and you could call all the plays you want.
I heard that Belichick was actually shining the Brady light in the sky.
Job one for a coach is don't lose the greatest player that ever lived.
Brady?
Job one.
Yep.
And then the first thing you do when he goes, like, who can fill that spot? I don't know. Cam Newton?
Mr. Hairstyle?
Wow.
And a sharp sense of fashion.
So, Coach Belichick is a great coach, one of the greatest coaches ever. But man, he's going to have to pull it in.
Yeah.
It's that weird little footnote that follows the greats. It's like, yeah, you did all this, but you never were able to do this one thing.
Yeah. And Brady got that right off the list. Year one.
Mm-hmm.
Won a Super Bowl. Done. Like, he won one without Belichick.
I can picture Belichick standing on Brady's front lawn with a big boombox over his head.
Come back.
Yeah, what song was playing? In Your Eyes?
In Your Eyes.
In Your Eyes. Yeah. That'd be a great meme, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a great meme today. That would go up. It would have been Saturday and Sunday would have been a great meme.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Still good if you grab it.
And then the Eagles and the Bucks.
Ugh.
That, you know, you can say what you want about the Eagles.
I did.
Ugh. Yeah. That was good. I heard you.
However, if you think about that football program as a program, they're routinely in the playoffs. They never really have these long, decades-long droughts. And if you watched over the weekend, you saw the Eagles playing in the playoffs. You saw Mike McCarthy on the sideline with Dallas, former head coach for Philadelphia. And then you saw Andy Reid. You know, they have a program that grows talent.
Yeah.
And they're generally being talked about around now.
Yeah.
You
know? We'll talk about it right now, too.
Yeah, we'll talk about it right now, yeah.
Give it away, though.
But Tampa Bay, Jesus, with Tom Brady, it's just insane. You know, the guy is just so good. He's like, I don't even think he's human. He doesn't seem human. The only time I thought I had a little bit of something in common with Tom Brady was when after the Super Bowl and he was drunk on tequila.
Yes.
Yeah.
And someone had to help him walk. I'm like, see?
Right.
I have something in common with him.
When he tossed the trophy from both
to both. When he tossed the trophy,
I said, that was something you would do.
You
would do that. I
could
picture
you. We are the same.
Yeah. We're basically the same people.
Creamsicle shirt with the sunglasses. I'm good.
I'm good.
Yeah, but the one guy's really glad he left the team, huh?
I'm good.
Was Antonio Brown, was it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so glad he left just in time.
And then the Cowboys. I've been a Cowboys fan since I was like in second grade. It was the cheerleaders, I think, that attracted me. But they had
that helped.
You know, they had that team at the time. They were winning all the time. It was Roger Staubach. It was Landry. It was, you know, all of those great names. And then they had a drought. Then Jerry Jones came in and he bought the team and he brought in Jimmy Johnson from, I think, Oklahoma. And they won two Super Bowls immediately And then he fires Jimmy Johnson, and then they win a Super Bowl with Barry Switzer. But in like 4 or 5 years, they won 3 Super Bowls. So it
That's
felt
impressive.
A little like the Patriots, not quite the long, long dominance. But as it was happening, you're like, this is the team that everybody fears.
A dynasty was being built, yes.
Yeah, but nothing really like the Patriots ever happened before the Patriots.
Right.
Like when that was happening, that might have, like, it was like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever.
That's right. That's a good point, because when you're living that 3 or 4 or 5 years dominance,
that's about it. That's about as long as it goes.
This is it.
You win as much as you can in this window, and then it just sort of all goes away.
It goes away.
That you can rebuild.
Yeah,
that's how it went for most teams.
Right, and I think most people, I don't want to say most, but a lot of people thought the Cowboys were going to beat the 49ers.
I definitely did,
and it was
I was rooting for it.
You know, it didn't look close. Like, if you're watching that game, you're like, man, the Cowboys should be losing by like 40 points right now. And then at the end, when you have 14 seconds left on the clock and your team has the goddamn ball, you're like, well, this is what you get paid to do.
Right.
Every quarterback who gets more than like crap money, they are paid for this moment.
You're built for this.
You have the ball. You get a touchdown.
And
we win a playoff game, and we go on. This is what everyone gets paid for. Everyone, from the coach to the water boy, this is it. 14 seconds. You got the ball. You're in striking distance. Throw the ball into the end zone.
There are movies
that
about this.
Seems like simple.
Yeah.
There are calls you can make in football that are simple. Like anyone with me, with the limited knowledge. Now, if you looked to the skin of my brain and said, where's the football knowledge here? It would be like a little dot. Right. Okay? I get it. But even I know. Like, the entire planet was saying, well, they're going to throw it into the end zone.
Yeah.
They have 2 shots, 14 seconds, in the end zone you go.
That's all you got to do.
But no, the Cowboys, they don't like to just lose.
No.
They like to lose stupidly.
Spectacular fashion.
They have something in their system, their football system, that says, you know, when we get down to these few seconds and we can win the game, we're going to do something really stupid that everyone will talk about. I don't know. Are they in the meme selling business?
Maybe.
What are they doing over there? What are they doing?
There are more than a few memes of the fans in the stands after that game.
I'm so mad I just unplugged my headphones.
Wow.
That's mad. I'm livid if I'm a Cowboy fan and if I'm a Niners fan.
That's the
fan.
End of the game. The game is over.
That was my favorite part.
It was really unbelievable.
Everyone was just standing there.
Unbelievable. Like, they have to have a press conference and they have to explain this to their fans. How many years can this team disappoint a person before they say, you know what? I'm sorry. You know,
it's, I want to see the teams.
I want to see the teams. This isn't working out for me.
No.
You know, I got into this to be
it's
happy.
Not me, it's you.
And you just constantly. It would be one thing if they were blown out. Okay. They were just overmatched.
Yeah. No chance.
Or another thing if it's 14 seconds, they're not down a touchdown. They're down 6 points. They get a touchdown. They win the freaking game. They throw it into the end zone. Someone else from the other team catches it. Okay.
Yeah.
We understand this happens. But let's see. We have 14 seconds. You know what? I think we should run the ball down.
Right.
Right? Yeah, that seems. I'm going to run it as far as I can run it.
Right.
As the clock is ticking.
Right, I'm going to run.
And then when I get down on the ground, because the clock will still be ticking.
No timeouts.
I'm going to get up, and we're going to line up, and then I'm going to spike the ball. And then magically, somehow, we're still going to have time
right.
to throw the ball into the end zone. And instead of just having two shots at the end zone, you throw the ball in, okay, not, we get another shot. No. Let's run it.
Yes.
Because we clearly never practiced or thought that we might be in a situation where there's 14 seconds left on the clock and we can win the goddamn game by just throwing a touchdown. Like, throwing a touchdown.
Throw the ball.
Throw a touchdown. This quarterback, I've been hearing how great he is. Well, when are we going to see it? When? Like, what year? Tell me what year. What year are we? It's going to be like, oh, right. He is great. No, you're not great if you could throw a pass and win some games. You're great if you can win a game in a clutch situation. 14 seconds down the freaking thing into the end zone. Game one. No.
Dak.
I think I'm going to run it. I want to know. I want to talk to Joe Linton. I want to know. If you're a quarterback and your helmet in the earpiece, the offensive coordinator says,
yeah, we're going to run this.
Why wouldn't you just say, my earpiece isn't working.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't hear you.
I'm throwing this down the fence.
I didn't hear you.
Woo!
Yeah.
I am going to be insubordinate as a mother effer.
Yeah, we're going to throw it. I mean, we're gonna run it. What?
Wait! I thought I heard you say. I heard you say we're gonna throw it. Yeah, that's what I heard.
Right.
I didn't hear the other part.
Right.
Yeah, my earpiece isn't
check
working.
Check 1-2. Check 1-2. Test. Test.
In what world? What world? Like high school football? They wouldn't be like, yeah, let's run it down with 14 seconds, and then we'll all line up. He didn't even, what was he counting, the seconds when he's running? And then he was going to stop, and then they were going to line up, and then, and leave him with what? A second? One shot? Somebody has to get fired.
And if I'm a Niners
that's the
fan,
end of the game. The yeah. game is over.
Yeah. It's,
what?
It's, no, but it's one thing to lose a game, fine. But to be so stupid. And this isn't the only time. How many times, Phil? With Tony Romo, there was like five times the game was just like, what the hell was that?
The past 20 years, when they make the playoffs, it's been pretty bad.
Something stupid.
Well,
so they lost.
So there was the Cowboys game.
Yep.
Okay.
Wait, I missed that. What?
The state has made national news a couple of times, and not for good reason. Did you see this story? 13-year-old kid died from fentanyl.
Yeah.
An overdose at a Hartford school. Marcy Jones with Channel 3 is on now. What happened?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I wish we were talking about something happier and this was better circumstances.
Agreed.
But yeah. Here we are. This is, parents and teachers really have their work cut out for them in this situation because this drug is everywhere, right? This opioid epidemic is continuing to evolve, and it's kind of moving faster than anybody can really keep up for it.
What is it?
The school and
what does it do?
Well, you know what? It attacks everything in your system and shuts it down. So we know that this is very powerful stuff. Presumably, this drug was brought into the school on Thursday. They found 40 bags, which is a very high quantity of this. And they're still shut down, as we know, this morning because they're still finding traces of this drug after several sweeps. So that, I think, really speaks to the strength of this drug.
Did the police know who brought the 40? The police know who brought the drugs in?
They're still investigating that. So they haven't released that information yet. They just know that it was distributed to several students.
Wow.
Man. We had a weed problem in my school. It was weed.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yep.
Weed.
Mm-hmm.
That's wow.
All, yeah.
Fentanyl. I don't even know what that does. How does that...
Is it like an elephant tranquilizer or something like that?
But what does it do? Is it...
You know, it's an opioid. It works in different ways, and it affects people differently. So, you know how you've heard sometimes about people taking Molly or any other type of drug, and everyone is fine except for this one girl or this one boy who their pre-existing conditions that maybe they didn't even know about, they had a heart issue or something, just reacts differently. And unfortunately, they're the one that doesn't survive what other people do. So I think that that can also be taken into consideration.
Yeah. Marcy, does there were a number of kids who went to the hospital, right? This one particular 13-year-old died, but there were...
Yes.
How many went, had to go to the hospital?
I believe 4 students.
Wow. That's wild. And scary. So they don't know who brought it in. Is there any...
Nope, that's all still under investigation.
So of the 4, one person died. Are the other 3 out of the woods?
I believe so. We haven't gotten a very detailed medical update about the other students, but unfortunately, the 13-year-old boy we do know did not survive.
Man. I've heard, you know, like people have told me, this such and such a school is having a problem with heroin.
I'm
like, are you kidding me?
Heroin.
Like, how does that even happen where it gets into a high school?
Seriously.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, we appreciate it. Thanks for coming on. What are we waiting for now? Police to say we got the person who brought it?
Yes. Well, you know, right now there's way more questions than there are answers, and they're really trying to go through all of this with a fine-tooth comb and find every single detail, hopefully to prevent this from ever happening again.
Yeah. Are you new to Channel 3?
I am, yes.
How long have you been there?
I've been here since September.
Oh, all right. So not really new, just me not paying attention.
I mean, to some of the photographers who have been here for 40 years, I'm pretty new.
Yeah, you're new. Yeah. Where do you come from?
Yep. So originally I'm from New Canaan, Connecticut, but the last place I worked was Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh.
A little colder here, huh?
Yep. Yeah, better weather.
Yep. Just a slight difference in degrees.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'd say welcome to Connecticut, but you've been here since September. So.
Well, welcome anyway.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. There you go.
All right.
Thank you.
Marcy Jones, Channel 3.
Thank you.
Judge finds a 72-year-old cancer patient for overgrown lawn wanted to jail him.
That's some lawn.
Yeah, what happened?
How bad does it look?
Right.
Kill him!
Well, that's what there has to be more to this story, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe is the lawn, like, poisoning the water source?
Right.
Like, for the town?
Is it overgrown, like, they all crash the vehicles?
Yeah, is this a guy who's been dragged into court a million times just for having garbage in his yard? I don't know.
Yeah.
But a Michigan judge being ridiculed for fining and berating a 72-year-old cancer patient for having an overgrown lawn.
Ooh, berating.
She even went as far to say that she would give him jail time if she could.
Wow. That's strict. Lawn ordinances.
Here is Judge Alexis G. Crott.
That is shameful. If I could give you jail time on this, I would. You've got to get that cleaned up. That is totally inappropriate.
I am very sick, ma'am.
That is shameful.
I'm very sick, ma'am, I think is what he said.
Yeah.
That is totally inappropriate.
I am very sick, ma'am.
That is shameful. The neighbor should not have to look at that. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Wow.
What is her problem?
Seriously.
Wow.
Wow, she must have a beautiful lawn.
She better.
Imagine
now
her lawn sucks.
This lawn.
Yeah, seriously.
Gotta see the lawn.
How bad is that lawn?
I want to know her record. She must, like, there must be people in prison right now. Like, hey, what are you in for? My car wasn't clean. You know?
Right.
Wow. I didn't trim the hedges.
I didn't kind of comb my hair.
When you said her name, Chaz, I knew that's how she would react.
I was missing a button on my shirt.
Alexis G. Crott.
Crott.
It does. It's like one of those last names. It sounds like it's like out of one of those Christmas movies. Like they're the negative person the whole time.
Yeah. Not Judge Crotch.
No, she sounds exactly. That name is perfect for her.
It's yes.
It's the character we're all rooting against in a movie.
Yes.
All right. I don't know if this is the whole picture, but There's some, he's got like siding. There's some, you know, panels missing. Some pieces of siding are missing. Then there's a big red, like a garage door type deal. And there's a bunch of weeds just growing in front of it. Like, they're weeds.
Not that big a deal.
I don't think so.
Well, also, given the guy's, you know, status of his health right now, maybe just kind of, you know, forget about that part. But I'm like, I don't know, focus on like staying alive.
I mean, I don't
then
know
worry about the grass later.
Yeah, I don't know how the garage is usable, honestly, given how many weeds and bushes are growing here. But I don't know if I would call this shameful.
Can you hide a car in there?
I mean, if you can get it in, fine. But you're taking some weeds and some brush with you.
I think I may have found a news report.
Oh,
you should be ashamed of yourself.
This exchange between 31st District Judge Alexis Crott and an elderly cancer survivor is garnering criticism on social media.
Is it, ma'am, forgivable because my father is currently sick and we cleaned that after?
You see that photo?
I am very sick, ma'am.
That is shameful.
The 72-year-old Hamtramck man was in court for violating a city ordinance.
Okay, they're showing the garage.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't look like anything's been done to this yard in a long time.
No.
Yeah, but to be yelling and berating him when you know what's wrong with him, it's kind of, you know, sucks.
Maintain his property.
If I could give you jail time on this, I would.
That's very rude, telling a cancer survival patient that you should go to jail.
During the court appearance, Shiver Chowdhury was helping his dad, who doesn't speak much English.
It felt very bad to me because as a son, nobody wants to hear about father going to jail.
Shiver says his dad was diagnosed in 2019 with cancer in the lymph node. Treatments have taken a toll on Borhan's mobility. Shiver says since the diagnosis, he and his mom have been trying to maintain the property.
Now, all right.
That's a lie. No, they definitely have not
tried to maintain that property.
Not this area, anyway.
Because you would start right there at that garage, because that's what's out on the street.
Right.
Usually take care of those stuff, the backyard and everything. But that time I was out of country.
Shiver admits they violated the city ordinance.
Yeah, the mistake. There was a really mistake. So I should have taken care of that. But
it is weird that Michigan is that place that they had water that was killing people.
Yeah. Flint. Yeah.
And in Detroit, they were the city was paying you to buy property if you moved there and revitalized it. The lawn seems like that would be
the least of the problems.
Like, is this judge in a time machine?
Yeah.
She advanced, you know, or in, like, she went back to like 1955.
Or she's been drinking the water. She's nuts.
Drinking the water in Flint. Wow. This seems a little.
Something gets to grow, actually. You should be proud.
Can you imagine sitting in that courtroom and you're going to get in front of this judge for like attempted murder? And you see grass guy almost gets put to jail.
Right.
It's like,
yeah,
oh,
no chance. Zero.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm screwed. Yep.
Also, why wouldn't those neighbors just go offer to help this guy?
Unless you say, yeah, I attempted to kill that person, but I did cut my lawn.
Yeah. There's got to be more to it. Right?
It has to be.
Maybe she's a former, you know, landscaper who took her job really seriously. Yeah.
A little bit of it could be she's having a bad day.
Could be.
She's human. It happens.
Crot. But damn.
Crot. Yeah, Crot.
Right. When you have a last name of Crot, you never have a good day.
Yeah, that had to be tough in school.
That's pretty bad.
I'm sure they called a crotch. Yep.
Yeah. Crot rot.
Mm-hmm. Crot rot. Crot rot. Crot rot. Crot rot. Crot.
Ah. But man, the yard.
See, OTROTC. Quack, quack.
It's funny, see?
Quack, quack, doodle, da, da, da.
All right, well, does it say anywhere how much he was fined?
I do not know.
That can't be. There's got to be more to it because in order to go to court, you have to be arrested, right?
Maybe she lives next door.
Can you imagine?
Maybe she's the neighbor that has to look at it.
Her house is across the street.
I couldn't imagine someone in Michigan being arrested for their yard being overgrown.
Right.
Like if you said it happened in Greenwich, I would think, yeah, okay, I could see that.
Oh. Wasn't Detroit once the murder capital of the world?
Yes.
That's Lawrence.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, I just wanted to say about that story with the guy with cancer.
Yeah.
I think that you said that this mom and the son didn't help at all, but if you're going through anything with a cancer patient, you know that, like, your whole life is consumed trying to take care of that patient.
Of course.
And get appointments.
Yeah.
And it's exhausting, and I don't blame them at all that they weren't able to do that.
Right. Right. The story doesn't make sense. We're trying to figure out what happened here where a judge would get mad.
$100 fine.
I know. Okay. Awful.
$100. Right, we're getting all worked up over this.
Thank you. Yeah, it's tough. This judge clearly never had a family member sick with cancer.
No.
She's been blessed in that way. It sounds like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck, though. Karma has a way of just finding you.
Oh, yeah. They'll find Judge Krott.
Yeah. Let me look for the lady in the black robe and the nice lawn.
She'll look at Krott Rot.
NFL agent Joe Linta is on the show now. Good morning.
Good morning. I wish I had known that. I've already gotten my pedicure this morning.
See, Joe could have been coming over here.
Yeah.
Yep. I can't even talk right now.
Tell AJ that the forest green is very becoming on a man's toes.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Oh, it is bright pink, Joe Linta, with red sparkles.
Yeah.
No, green is much more manly.
Gotcha. These Vikings purple have been cool.
So where do you want to start? You want to start with the first game, Raiders, Bengals, 1926?
Yes, not anybody's toes. The Cowboys, got to start with the Cowboys.
Okay.
I'm stupid, and I know not to run the ball with 14 seconds and no timeouts.
I was saying the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Coach, a real coach would have thrown the ball into the end zone twice, the first time hoping for a pass interference in the end zone. That fails, then you have a second chance to do the same thing as opposed to risking life and limb by running the ball up there. That was pretty high in the dumb meter, I thought.
What? As a quarterback, when you hear a stupid call get called into you on your headset and your helmet, can you just say...
Can you opt out?
Yeah.
It's not working. I can't hear you.
Right.
You tap your helmet like, I can't hear you. I just got to throw it into the end zone.
It's a one-way deal. You know, you can't respond to the guy and say, that's dumb.
You could.
I mean, and at that point in the game, it's like, okay, do it. The clock's running down. The time clock, the 40-second clock is running down. So you just got to do it, dumb or not. And, the problem is when the intent was correct, but the problem is you have to have five fat guys, offensive linemen, run up 15 yards and get set, and they're heavy breathers, and that takes time. It was just misguided from the get-go.
Why would that be a better option than throwing it into the end zone twice? Why would they think?
Well, it wouldn't.
Right. Okay. And then why would they want him to run down the field?
Well, their explanation was that when you're on the 25-yard line as opposed to the 40, you can throw five wide receivers vertically into the end zone and have a better chance on matchups. And then throwing the ball 40, obviously Dak Prescott can throw the ball 40 or 50 yards. He throws the ball in twice. That doesn't take 14 seconds. If it doesn't work, unless it's intercepted, of course. But if it's not intercepted, then you have two chances to do the Hail Mary. And on the first one, if you get a pass interference, you're going to get the ball at the 1 yard line with a much easier play to win the game. Yeah.
Well, it was stupid. And, it seems like this team is known for stupid things at the end of a game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially in the playoffs.
I mean, I really thought that they were going to fire the coach that night or the next day. And I'm really surprised that Jerry Jones had the restraint not to do that. Not that firing him was right or wrong, but I just thought all week he had been saying, like, anything less than the Super Bowl is a big disappointment. So, I'm kind of surprised, actually, that that didn't happen.
Yeah, when I saw him, Dak Prescott, coming out into the field with 14 seconds, and they're not a touchdown away from tying it. They're a touchdown away from winning it. And I thought, this is what you get paid big money for. You want, at this moment, you want your quarterback to be that quarterback.
This is a movie moment.
This is
how good movies end.
This is every kid when they start playing when they're 8 years old.
This is what they dream of.
They dream of this moment when it all matters. I'm out in the field. I got the ball. I got 14 seconds.
Do or die.
The game-winning play right at the end.
Yeah. I just he's never like that I can think of in this kind of a situation pulled it out for the team. Like, at what point do people just start saying, you know, he's good against crappy teams, but when it comes down to really winning in a tough situation, not so much.
I don't really blame the quarterback on that play. I mean, he didn't have play a great game, obviously, but that play was totally on the shoulders of the head coach and or the offensive coordinator that called the play. You can't blame Prescott for that one. You can blame him for other things, but not that play. That wasn't his. I'm sure that wasn't his idea.
It's almost like the Cowboys handed over their playbook to the 49ers or left it in their locker room because they just couldn't get anything done.
No.
Like, the 49ers had their number.
The first half was not good. The first half was not good offensively for the Cowboys. They were really out of sync, out of sorts, and you got to give the 49ers credit, but the thing is the 49ers were rattled too because, you know, Garoppolo was saying during the week, I don't know what my future is, and he was, you know, really in a bad way mentally, and there was a lot of reasons why the Cowboys should have done it. But, you know, I became prone to, you know, the hype.
It's exhausting to be a fan of this team. How many years should... Can they disappoint you before you just say, maybe you're not, maybe this isn't a good match?
Yeah, really.
You know?
Yeah, break up.
I thought it was the greatest thing on the on TV at the end of the game when they showed the shots of the Cowboys fans who looked like their dog had just gotten run over. And it was hilarious to see. I mean, these are grown people that are like having this devastating emotional experience over a football game. And that's the marketing stranglehold that the NFL has over the common people that are fans. It was amazing to see these people with the looks on their faces and, you know, like a relative died or something. It was crazy.
These are folks who lived through tornadoes, and they had more of a devastating look on their face.
No, there was a couple of memes there. There's just one girl with black hair. She was in a full-blown cry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is a meme.
Oh, yeah.
That was with 5 minutes left in the game.
There was still a lot of time left on the clock.
Yeah.
It was not a touchdown from tying, a touchdown to win.
Yeah.
One touchdown.
One.
Even Tony Romo goes, this isn't time for tears. There's so much time left.
Yeah. It's,
there's no crying in football.
But, he almost said that.
But, Joe, when you have Jerry Jones is a good owner in terms of he's willing to spend the money, you know, and when you have a number of great coaches, Bill Parcells, and just go down the list, and then players like Tony Romo and Dak Prescott, and you know, when you keep losing, you have to look at maybe it's you, you know,
yeah,
there's got to be something in the water
there because that's never gonna happen because he and then his three kids are totally, that's the whole deal down there. And we were just down there 2 weeks ago, and if you saw that facility and the money, I mean, he's been a marketing machine down there.
Yeah.
Football, not so much, but the business side of this, I mean, the facility they have down there is nothing short of amazing. I mean, their practice field has, like, seating for 5,000. I mean, it's just crazy. So from a marketing standpoint, he's a genius, clearly, but the other side of it, not so much.
Well, I worked in Dallas. I remember applying for doing the interview. They flew me in on the weekend, and on Sunday, I was like, "Yeah, let me go to the supermarket, pick up some food, save some money."
Yeah,
I'm in the supermarket, and it's empty. I'm in a major metropolitan city on a Sunday in a supermarket, and it's completely empty. And I'm like, "What is this? Could be what's wrong."
Blake?
I was like, "Everything seems fine with this job. This could be maybe this." What's wrong here?
Yeah, where'd we go?
Everyone dies, right. This apocalypse.
Right. And cars abandoned.
I hear the easy listening music go down, and then up comes, and the Cowboys take the field. I'm like, oh, that's right.
Aha!
This whole place, it's like, it's God and the Cowboys.
Yes. In that
so,
order.
So, yeah, they're not going to lose any money. But, man, it sure would be nice to have a win or have a team that looks like they're kind of, like, even his face, when Dak Prescott came out and had the ball, like, you just see in his face, like, he's not comfortable in this moment. You know, he's like, oh, damn it. You know, he's got that, damn it, I can't screw up.
One more game before this. Nice. One more game.
Yeah.
Just one more game.
Like, when Brady comes out or, you know, some of these other quarterbacks, Mahomes.
Yeah.
They come out in that moment.
That
and they have that face like, everybody knows.
You're all in trouble now.
The teams both know. The opposing team knows they're about to get burnt. your team knows they're about to win.
Yeah. You better bring
the
your
fans
best.
Fans know it's bad, you know, bad or good. Everybody knows yeah. this guy's going to do it.
Yeah.
Like with him, like I don't have that feeling. And you're right. I'm stupid. You're stupid. And everybody watching that game was like, that was stupid.
Stupid.
So not only to lose, like, all right, we get it. Someone's got to lose. But to lose so stupidly.
Yes.
And like, how the hell did you practice this?
Right.
This was your, like, all right, 14 seconds left. We got to get into the end zone. This is our plan.
Yeah. Right.
This is the plan.
There's a cutoff of 18 to 27. So, and this is really more in context of trying to kick a field goal at the end and getting your field goal team out. So you do practice that. I mean, I practiced that in my high school team coaching. You have to know that at 20 seconds, that's the amount of time it takes to get guys on the field and run a play. And it's very similar to this, that when that play is over, there's only going to be 7 or 8 seconds. Mm. So that means those guys have to get back, get set, and there's too much room for error. And when the referee ran into the rear end of the quarter of the of Prescott, that caused like a 2-second problem too.
Yeah, he had to run through the line. He had to go through the offensive lineman.
Yes, and it's really was one of those things where you were cutting it too close, and it was very misguided to think that in 14 seconds, oh, nothing will go wrong. Whereas what I had said is throwing the ball into the end zone at that point, which isn't like a 60-yard Hail Mary. It's a 40-yard pass.
Yeah.
Throw it into the end zone, hope for pass interference. Then you get one play from the 1-yard line, which is a heck of a lot better than what they did. There's no room for error there. I'd rather have the chance of an interception in the end zone than this deal that they did.
14 seconds left on the clock.
Yep.
Here we go. Like, everybody is, that ball's in the air.
Yep.
And when I saw him run, I'm like, what?
What are you doing?
This is just,
what?
Get out of here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, once again, they found a way.
Yep. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Cowboys.
You did it.
You found a way to screw it up, but in such an embarrassing way that we just spent 15 minutes talking about it, and I'm not done talking about it.
No.
Like, I could talk. This is.
You need therapy.
Well, why would you do this?
Right. Why?
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 I love the 30 seconds of confusion, and then just, that was the end of the game. And what?
Yeah, because people on the sidelines are like, don't go out there. Don't go on
wait,
the field
wait,
yet.
Wait.
This is still.
Right.
No. We're going to reset that. Yeah. No, you're not.
Nope.
You screwed it up.
Yeah.
That was the end of the game.
Yeah, when the quarterback has the remote start in his car.
Right.
And goes home in his uniform.
I will say those refs were throwing a lot of penalties, and I've never seen so many penalties in a playoffs game. Normally, they let the players play, and they were a little too much.
I think that was a record for the Cowboys. It was the most they've ever had.
14.
I think they said that at one point.
14.
14 penalties, yeah.
It was really, it was a lot.
But hard to win.
You know, just win the damn game, though.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When you have, you had 14 seconds, and you had Dak Prescott. So, I don't know. You screwed up.
You did.
Like, I know. Let's do something different. Let's have Dak Prescott run the ball.
They'll never see it
run
coming.
Run the ball. Huh. No one would predict that. You're right, because it's stupid.
You got
like,
it there.
What's the dumbest thing we could do right now? What is the single dumbest thing?
Show me the stupid playbook. Look at
they
stupid.
Should really have a press conference today. Like, I want to hear this whole. I want to hear more than just an explanation at a press conference.
Yeah.
I want questions and answers. I want go Facebook Live. You got to talk to your people because this has been 25 years of torture, of bad decisions, of just last second, just blowing it. Really? Like, what were you thinking? No, you clearly weren't even thinking. What do you guys do all week? Like, do you practice anything?
Yeah, right.
You know? Fire department. Like, everybody practices drills. We practice fire drills here.
We do.
Who freaking cares?
We get it wrong, but.
All right? The alarm goes off. You head to the exit. It's not. You don't need a lot of work here.
You don't stay here.
You guys
much?
Aren't practicing. 14 seconds left on the clock. One touchdown away from winning.
Yes. A Hollywood moment.
How much work do we need here?
But no!
Oh, wow. Where did they say on the friggin' in the meeting room, like, yes, this would be running it is a better option than throwing it into the end zone.
Yep. Nope.
I thought I burnt out all my energy on this 2 hours ago.
Need to have at least two more therapy.
Joe Linta, NFL agent, on, and we got to move along here. The Patriots-Bills game. What'd you think of that, Joe?
There was two teams playing with two different speeds. Patriots are kind of getting old on defense, and Buffalo's just playing at another level. I mean, I was kind of thinking like the Patriots might be the Patriots of old, but it's a change in the guard now. That the kid playing for Buffalo, the quarterback Josh Allen, he's kind of like a combination of Lamar Jackson and Aaron Rodgers. I mean, this kid's got huge, huge upside and ceiling, and just played out of his mind. But they were playing at two different speeds. You know, the Patriots were one speed, and the Buffalo was just at another speed. And I was on the phone actually with the GM of the Chiefs last night for about something else, and we were talking about this could be the Super Bowl this weekend of
yes.
the Bills and the Chiefs. The winner of that game,
I agree,
actually could run the table here. And I thought the Chiefs. So I was only half wrong so far about the Cowboys.
No, but if you're looking to see the two best teams play each other,
yeah.
it's going to be this. It's not the Super Bowl.
No.
These are the two best teams right now.
Like, and there's history.
Fire. Joe, that was a perfect offensive game, and it goes into the record book because the Bills never punted. They scored a touchdown on all seven drives. The only time they didn't have positive yardage is when they did the two kneel downs at the end of the game. It was a perfect game.
And by the way, I have to put a plug in for my third son, the big guy from Buffalo who scored a touchdown, the big 330-pound guy that caught the one-yard pass. That was a Joe Linta guy. So that
oh, nice.
Is that right?
Look at you.
Oh, that's awesome.
You got to love it when the fat guys catch a touchdown pass.
That guy was great, and he was so happy to have done that.
Oh, my God.
And the team was happy for him. That was a cool moment.
I did good.
So the guy's played football for, 20 years, and that's probably maybe the second time in his life he's touched the ball. It's pretty crazy.
That's amazing. And a touchdown in an important game.
Good for him.
And for, if you think about the Bills fans and how they've had their hearts and dreams crushed by this team for 20 years, to have them have such a decisive beating of the Patriots, who have really been like their nemesis for 20 years.
Yep.
To have that there in Buffalo, great for them, great for those fans.
You don't see that. I mean, you don't see Bill Belichick's teams get – I mean, you see them get beat, but you don't see – that's a beating. And that was just – I mean, you just shake your head watching that game, and it's like, wow, this is two teams playing at two different speeds.
Talk about having the playbook.
That was the end of Casino. Yeah. That was the end of Casino.
That was the end of Casino.
There were really no mistakes made offensively by Buffalo.
No.
None.
But when you watch the Chiefs game and you see the innovations of – that offense and what they've done, and having seen their playbook, because my son was with them two summers ago, I mean, the playbook is just amazing of what they do and what's in the playbook. And to implement some of those plays where Mahomes goes in motion, they snap it to Kelsey, he throws a touchdown pass, that is just nuts what they do sometimes.
Yeah, I was watching the game, and the very little knowledge that I have, I'm watching thinking, how do you defend these guys? You don't know. And Mahomes is going to run run like a chicken being chased.
Yeah, no, he runs quick. Yeah.
Like you can't even, you don't even know what direction he's going to go because
yep.
he could change it so fast.
Yeah.
Just that is a problem.
Yep.
And then he could throw it to almost anyone and they could run it.
Yep. There's an it factor to him that very few people have ever had, much less have now. And he's really special. He's a good kid too, really good guy. But those dismantlings by the Bucs and the Chiefs of the Eagles and the Steelers, that was kind of expected. So now you really have the eight teams remaining that should be there. And at this weekend, I think that Bucs will take care of business with the Rams. You gotta look at that Chiefs and Bills game and just feel that whoever wins that's going to beat the Titans, who should beat the Bengals. And then the other side, it's going to come down to Packers and the Bucs probably. And the Bucs lose if they can't handle the cold, and they win if they're, don't worry about the cold playing up in Green Bay.
Yeah, that's another great game, right? I mean, this is a fun time right now because these teams are really freaking good.
Yeah,
I mean,
fire.
Like superhero good.
Yeah,
superhero good.
these are all the teams that should be in it right now. And, yeah. and probably the four that remain after this week will be the four that should be there, too, except for the Chiefs and Bills game, because they should be on different sides of the bracket, really.
Yeah. All right, Joe. Thank you, brother. All right. Ashley will make good on her bet with AJ.
Let's price it down for this.
She thought the Patriots would win.
She thought that, yes.
She was wrong.
Right.
AJ wins, yep. and now he gets a foot massage from Ashley.
Actually,
pedicure.
Do I really win?
Pedicure.
It's pedicure.
It's pedicure.
Right, AJ's going to have to redo all of this later.
oh, yeah.
Wow. Or this someone is else. Even worse than I thought.
I'm going to have to go someplace. Yeah, I really have no idea.
I got a lot
you
of things
AJ,
to do.
You won, AJ, but you lost.
All right.
All right, booties off the tooties. Let's go.
Booties off the tooties.
this is so disgusting.
Ashley is a... She has her battle uniform on.
Yep.
Two garbage bags, two rubber gloves, uh-huh. plastic bag on her head, and a clip over her nose. Okay.
This is so disgusting. So,
she looks like she's about to wash her dog who got skunked.
because I don't know where AJ's feet have been.
They haven't been anywhere. What are you doing? Lysol? Ow, what are you doing?
Oh, that's not right.
No. Is his
feet, those are chemicals.
Are your feet bare now?
Yeah. She just sprayed Lysol on them.
Yes, I did.
How's that now, feel?
Well, what if it burns?
Can you please roll up your pants?
What?
I'm going to roll up my neck in a second.
I need him to roll up his pants.
I'm telling you, tomorrow morning, my underwear's on a mic.
I picked the most feminine smelling cream I could find, which is winter candy apple.
Isn't that the end? Don't you usually buff first?
Yes, that's at the end.
Oh, my God. You're so picky.
No, do it. Do it right. You lost the bet.
It smells like Lysol in here.
You've been fact-checked.
It's so annoying.
I mean, it's logical.
The Lysol smells nice.
Stop moving your feet! Ew.
This is the worst pedicure I've ever had. I had a tickle stop.
There is a part of AJ that looks like he's enjoying this.
Yeah.
You stuck
he's
a file.
He's totally ticklish.
You stuck a file with you. I noticed.
Totally?
Hey, what are you doing? Stop.
What's happening over there, AJ?
She's attempting. What are you doing? She's attempting to. She's.
She can't even get it out.
She's.
You're ticklish.
Yes, I am. She's. She has. She's. All everybody sees on your fat ass in the freaking camera over here.
Gross.
She was using a nail file and like just sticking between my toes, like you know, like.
No, I was filing his nails.
My nails are now in between my toes. Oh, what the hell?
Have to get the
this?
Dead skin out of there.
Ew.
What are you putting
mayonnaise?
On there?
She put like this, like that.
It's winter candy apple lotion.
Winter candy. It looks like mayonnaise. It looks like Miracle Whip on my feet right now. What do you mean, a sandwich? Really? That's how you. You're wearing gloves, okay? She's like, two fingers.
Ew.
She's using two fingers to
get both hands in there.
No!
Do you have a good shot on Chaz and AJT?
We do.
Yeah. You're wearing gloves, for Christ's sake. You're wearing gloves.
Okay, I have to go under the foot. I have to go in between the toes and under the foot.
No, you don't. Hey! Stop it!
Oh, I'm doing a pedicure!
What's happening right now?
Do you ever see how a cat plays with one of those balls? Yeah. That's how she's putting the lotion on.
Yeah, she's putting it like a weirdo.
Like a doggy paddle.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so gross!
Oh, God, what's this? It smells horrible.
It's winter candy apple.
Yeah, and Lysol spray.
Are we close to being done?
Almost.
What the hell is that?
This is some extra spray for you. Make you smell
what is
really
that?
Nice.
She's in her homemade hazmat suit.
Yep.
There's two trash bags, two rubber gloves, a plastic bag on her head, and a potato chip bag clip over her nose.
Right.
Yeah, because I don't know what it smells like.
This
there.
Could have been worse. You could have had Phil.
That's true.
All right. And where are we in the process? We're almost done?
Yeah, we're really in the last step, which is just making everything look pretty and beautiful and presentable for whoever sees it.
Pretty, presentable, and beautiful.
So we're going to put a little polish.
Oh, no, don't put polish. Polish.
What kind of polish?
It's nail polish. You don't put nail polish on a guy.
Yes, you do.
You know how hard it is to get this crap off? First of all, I can't put my shoes back on now because now I got friggin' nail polish that's dry.
He's actually mad, I can tell.
And there's one more step.
Oh my God! She did them all like really fast.
Wait, they're all done.
She did
just
like
a little clip.
She did 1 foot already.
Just a little. Hold that.
What are you putting
still.
Glitter on for? She put friggin' glitter on there.
Bad idea.
Hold on, I got it.
It's pink nail polish and pretty red glitter. All right. Next
my
foot.
Foot looks like a greeting card.
I need your other foot, please.
Why don't you just do 1 foot and just see the hell with it?
No,
I gotta get this crap. Now I gotta get this crap off. How do you get the nail polish off? How do you do that?
That's not my problem. I'm just applying.
Your problem is gonna be on a nail polish a friggin' car tomorrow. Make it your friggin' problem.
All right. Last little bit of sparkle.
What the hell am I gonna do with? Look at this.
Ready?
AJ, your feet look like a Christmas cookie.
Thank you. I didn't want to look like a Christmas cookie.
Congratulations. I'm so glad the Bills
had
won
to go
the
over
football
there, get
game.
Some good shots for the video later. And for her.
Yeah, we need for
Shout
evidence.
Shout out to AJ TV viewers.
Well, I want a couple of good shots right now myself.
Wow. This studio has gone through a lot of different smells.
Oh, my God. New nickname for AJ's Twinkle Toes.
What's twinkle mean?
You know what I want to do? I want to grab her nose with my toes. Like, you know, like just kind of like.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, are we good?
Yay!
Are we at the end?
Yeah, I guess we are.
All right.
Would you like another spray of Minty Winter apple?
No, I do not. What are you doing? No, I don't want to smell like that crap. I almost said something else.
It smells like a fruit truck smashed into a paint truck.
I have to see a doctor later, okay?
And they both flipped over.
Do you have to show up your feet?
I don't know.
That's fantastic.
I don't know.
Well, the doctor's going to want to see your midsection.
Yeah, but do they put in a Johnny coat for that? Because if not, I'm screwed. If I have to remove my shoes and socks for this examination, I am so going to murder you.
That would be amazing.
All right. Are we good?
I think we're good.
Okay. All right. So football.
Yay!
You know what? The next time we do a bet like that, I hope she loses me these mouse traps. There you go. Part of the process. Great.
You look very pretty
today,
AJ.
Part of you enjoyed it. You're a foot guy. Part of you enjoyed that.
No. It all depends on who does it.
You seem like you enjoyed the tickling part.
Oh, he definitely did.
You laugh because you're being tickled.
He was having a good time until his nails got painted pink.
I was having a good time.
There was glitter applied.
Watching her suffer was a good time. I'll give you that. You're supposed to satisfy a bet, not like get your frustrations out.
I did satisfy a bet.
No, you did not.
We did a pedicure. You received a pedicure.
Did I ask for nail polish? No.
Did we say it was going to be a pedicure? I thought the bet was a foot massage.
See, that's what I was thinking, massage also.
Let's see.
Pedicure.
No, don't listen to her, because this is the one like AJ, hears her own thing in her head.
I got to turn that down. AJ had the Bills. She had the Pats. The Bills won.
Pretty easily.
Yeah. And then, do we have the audio from the...
This was the beginning of us deciding what we were going to do.
Okay. So we had the foot massage, the Disney costume.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Foot bath pedicure, which is kind of the same.
Yeah.
Well.
So like it's a foot spa day.
Right.
You know? Okay. So foot spa day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But was nail polish mentioned? Do guys get nail polish when they
it's
get
a foot spa day?
Yeah, but it should be
all things.
It should have been tailored to. Okay, if she got it, then nail polish. If I get it, no nail polish.
Well, we were hammering.
Now I gotta get this crap off my feet.
Yes. Where were you when we were hammering out the details?
I was right here. You know what? I just assumed that folks were intelligent. I had no idea
that I had
to spell it out.
You made a big mistake.
There's friggin' red glitter all over this goddamn studio.
It's not about intelligence.
I gotta go
it's
for
called...
friggin' sonogram math. It's only like I just came from a strip club.
Your feet could be the centerpiece of like an 8-year-old girl's birthday party.
I look like the My Little Pony down below over
exactly.
here.
Exactly.
What?
Oh, you know what's funny? You're gonna pull your socks off.
Strangle him.
Yeah,
and that's another thing, because that's going to be stuck to my socks when I do laundry. There's going to be glitter all over everything. I have to throw these socks out now.
Glitter is the gift that keeps giving.
These are brand new socks.
You know,
weren't cheap.
If you didn't get mad, we're not talking about it right now. It just goes away.
He's so mad.
It's funny that he won.
I know.
Yeah, but lost.
You won.
But I lost.
Oh, God, that's great.
God forbid we follow any guidelines.
The guideline is
foot spa day.
Yeah, but guys don't get nail polish or glitter.
Ow.
You got both. You are so special.
You're going to be special
you're
in a second.
Special.
I'm going to glitter a goddamn car.
It still smells like paint.
It does. It smells like that stupid.
I come in here, I get dizzy.
First of all, she sprays for you Lysol, which is caustic. Thank you.
Yeah, that was not nice.
Yeah, you know.
I needed to clean the surfaces. I don't know where his feet have been.
Where do you think they may have been where they need Lysol?
We just came off of a long weekend. They could have been in somebody's mouth. Who knows? That's what I'm picturing AJ does on the weekend.
Somebody's like, what, he was in an orgy and his foot slipped into someone's mouth?
Oops, sorry.
Or other body part?
Was he on a subway and he was in flip-flops? Yeah. And a train stopped suddenly.
Maybe Marshall was licking them?
You know what I did?
And his foot came up into someone's mouth like a homeless person's
mouth? I went to Chaz's house Saturday. That's what I did.
What about Sunday and Monday?
Nothing. I bought gas on Sunday.
See, gas! Gross!
All right, so Friday...
Friday, didn't do anything.
Okay.
Saturday, I went to your house.
Right.
I had comedy rehearsal beforehand in your house.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, I bought gas for the truck. And then yesterday, I did nothing. I didn't leave my house.
We know what happens when he tries to use a gas pump. The gas goes everywhere. How do I know gas wasn't on his feet?
Right.
This is her just being a moron. You could obviously.
You're mad because I won.
I made sure that I didn't want to be an unpleasant experience for her. I took extra precautions. What the hell is that for?
Everyone take a breath.
This sounds like the theme song for my toes now.
Yeah, and they're now, flying on a rainbow.
I have rainbow bright toes now.
I love rainbow bright.
AJ's toes.
That's help.
They're moving. They're wiggling right now.
You know what?
Picture you doing the floating when like someone smells a pie in a cartoon.
This is almost a Welch, you know?
What do you mean?
This really is. No, because basically she just took off, ran with this her own way.
Yeah, I outsmarted you.
No, not outsmart. You're not supposed to outsmart anybody. You're supposed to satisfy a bet.
I satisfied the bet.
No, you did not. You did not dress like a Disney character like you were supposed to.
Got to turn this off.
He's so mad.
He doesn't sound like someone who won a bet.
No.
Because I did not win a bet.
What did you think would happen, though, AJ?
It was foot spa day, which foot spa day.
You got lotion.
You probably should have said something before this all started.
You got a rub and a lotion.
I didn't think I would have. First of all, you know what? Screw it.
How does the guy with the foot fetish happens on a foot spa day?
Like, I don't know. I never had a foot spa day. Thing,
but I think foot spa day means
I never had a foot spa. You know what the hell?
Did you say onion?
Bunion. Unless you want your nose meet the other side of your friggin' head right now. Shut up.
He's so mad.
I didn't give you the pedicure.
We could hear it. Foot spa day.
Bunion.
Can you Google foot spa day and just see what comes up?
Do you want to hug it out, AJ?
Because everything
my hands are on your throat.
Everything she did seems consistent with foot spa day. Like, I picture, you know, she started with Lysol. Now, I would assume soap and water.
Soak, yes. Right, that's right? Always step one is to wash.
We don't have water in here, so she did the Lysol. Mm-hmm.
Set up warm water bath, cleanse your feet of all the dirt and grime. Yeah. You can add your favorite bubble bath or shampoo, blah, 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 essential oil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bath bombs,
Lysol.
Whatever.
Anything about toenails being painted?
Nail and cuticle. The soak will soften your nails and cuticles. It is a convenient time to trim and clean. Avoid cutting the cuticles. Blah, 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 blah. Shape your nails with a filer for a smooth finished look.
She took an emery board and was doing my skin.
I was trying to get your nails, but you were all ticklish, so you kept
sticking through my toes. That's why. Let me be a blind pedicurist.
Oh, five simple
steps.
Is that
what called pedicurist?
I don't know. Whatever they call them.
Yeah,
that's interesting. Is that what you're called?
Well, as a manicurist, wouldn't you be a pedicurist?
Yeah, I would assume the same thing.
No,
I
think a nail technician.
Okay, nail technician.
Well, that covers both.
Yeah.
Specifically doing manicures or pedicures.
No, but I don't think you walk around like, I'm a pedicurist. Oh, really? Because I'm a fingernailist. Oh, well, we should get together and open a business.
A nose pickerist.
I think it's a nail technician.
Why are you raising your hand?
If you do toes, you also do fingernails.
Does she think this is third grade? She's raising her friggin' hand.
She's waiting to come in.
The most important step to finish your at-home foot spa treatment is to apply nail polish.
If you are a chick.
Doesn't say that.
That's not true.
Why don't you write down for men?
Pete Davidson has.
Why don't you write down for men? Pete Davidson's a freak.
Okay.
And I don't understand how he's getting all these women.
There is
the guy is visually unpleasant. And he's a freak.
Yeah. No, there is that.
Maybe he leans into his freakness and people like that.
You know, this is like being Custer and fighting all the Indians.
No, but I'm not fighting you. You realize that right now, right?
Yeah, but just...
What am I doing wrong? What can I do differently?
We have 46 minutes to go.
Not that we're counting.
No, not at all.
It's 48, but go ahead.
So I got to take... all this crap off my toes now.
The best part is he was wiping the glitter off his hand, and it got all over his hand. He didn't know what to do.
You should have wiped it on your head.
Transfers everywhere.
Glitters.
Yeah,
herpes
everywhere.
Of the art world, they just never goes away.
I feel like going to like the self-serve car wash and use the power brush on it.
Yeah, right.
You'll be finding glitter in June.
Yeah.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, mention Ozzy Osbourne's black fingernail polish. AJ won't have a chance of fighting that.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Right. Ozzy.
Good yeah, point. Ozzy.
Motley Crue.
Yep.
Yeah, but they're in a glam band.
They're in a glam band?
They're in a glam band.
Oh, glam band. I was like, what's a glam band?
You know what? Can I put that bag over her head and tie it?
All right. So you want to move on?
Sure. Why not?
All right.
Okay. I can see him. It's like fighting the waves with a shovel.
What do you mean?
You keep on taking a shovel full and ditching it back, but it just keeps pouring back in again.
How much toenail polish did you sniff?
Well, it smells like that in here.
Who takes a shovel to waves, first of all? You know you're going to have a problem. It's the wrong tool.
I'm saying it's like that. Okay, let me explain it better. It's like explaining football to Hain over here. It's like a complete waste of time.
Do you want to do this weekly? I had a good time.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.